All right, so just to finish off from the last one about Mibilti Yecholas Hashem, right? That Moshe Rabbeinu said to Kadosh Baruch Hu, Ribono Shel Olam, Achshav Yomru Umos Olam, Toshash Kocho Kinekeva, Vein Yechol Latzila. Amar Lo Kadosh Baruch Hu Ben Amram, Alok Faro Nisim, Shasisi Lam Aliyam. Okay, so he says, yeah, now they'll say that you can't take them into the... to the Eretz, you can't go against 31 malachim. You're able to go against Paro, not against 31 malachim. So he says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu agreed. Hodelo. Hodelo, earlier Rashba says Hodelo means to agree. Because it says, Vayishenemar Vayom Hashem Shalachti Kidvarecha. Okay. So we went through, last time we discussed what the Rashba explained, what the argument was, or what Moshe's argument was. And it was Medayik from the Lashon of Yochol versus Yecholas. But anyway, but the upshot was that that he was saying that if you do this, it'll cause people to have the wrong idea of God. In other words, you built up this whole process. So the basic idea was that it was a very nice piece. You should look it over yourself. But that the Mitzrayim had this whole idea of sub deities. They didn't believe in the fact that there was the cause of causes involved in the fate of man. They only believed that the sub-deities ruled man. So therefore it became a battle of... Everything was played out as a battle of the gods. Right? And the demonstrations of Mitzrayim were to show that Klal Yisrael is under the cause of causes. Right? The Siba Lakol. The Sholet Bakol. And... that was really you saying that was the purpose of the Nisim and the flows in Mitzrayim and in leaving Mitzrayim. And Moshe was saying, now if you destroy this nation now, of course he'll start over with Moshe, but if you destroy these people now on the doorstep of entering Eretz Canaan, then that'll undo that whole lesson. It'll be that people will say that Bilti Yecholas Hashem, that it's not really the cause of causes that's been leading Klal Yisrael all this time. And it's really just a more powerful sub-god, or just a lucky sub-god that's had a good string of success. But ultimately, it's no different than, not qualitatively different than what anybody else has done there. And the raya is, this God couldn't battle the 31 forces, the 31 malachim, which, and each melech is under a different jurisdiction, couldn't, in the celestial plane, so he couldn't battle those that many. So it'll be a destruction of the whole limud of Yetzias Yisrael. So the question was, again, like we had by the Egel, and it's a question you always have when you read it. So what was the purpose of Moshe? I mean, if it's a good argument, it's a good argument. If that's the way it should be, if destroying Klal Yisrael at this point and starting over for Moshe would be a Chilul Hashem, then it shouldn't be done. And if it's not, then it's not a problem. What is Moshe's role in this whole thing, right? So again, similar to what we're learning over there, is that that really, I think the idea is that at this point, in terms of din and rachamim, even. Klal Yisrael lost. They lost their chance. They didn't have the merit. They didn't merit being saved at this point. And that's what Kadosh Baruch Hu was telling Moshe. Look, you're the only one I don't know what it would be with Moshe and Miriam, but with Aaron and Miriam, but you're basically the one that that has the zechus, and they don't anymore. Their zechus ran out because of their misdeeds. So really, it does make sense that it's in Moshe's hands, because he's the only one now who merits the right to continue. And then it became Moshe's choice. In other words, when Moshe said that don't do this because it'll cause Mitzrayim to say this about you, it'll cause the nations to say this about you, that's not an absolute argument. That's not saying that it can't be because of that. Okay? Because, okay, so this case doesn't work out, so Kadosh Baruch Hu will teach the rest of the world another way. It's not like if you lose this chance that you'll never be able to make this point again. But Moshe was saying it was up to him. It was his choice. He was saying, I choose as a leader, I choose not to lose the value of everything that we had up till now. Similar to what was saying by the eagle. It's my choice. He's really just demonstrating what will be if this happens. And he's saying, since I have the zechus, it's my choice. And the reality is that if you start over from me now, you'll lose the limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim. That whole limud will be lost. And that'll be for nothing. And Moshe Rabbeinu is expressing that to him, he would prefer that to salvage that limud, and whatever it takes, let this generation die out, whatever it is, that's up to God to figure out exactly how to implement it. But his decision was he would prefer to not have to lose the, he felt the limud of Yetzias Mitzrayim, like we were saying last time, is so powerful and important that it should be continued and should be salvaged. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu agreed, Hodelo, he agreed with him. But it wasn't an argument and a admittal that you were right. It's not the Lashon of Hodel, like, you're right, I was wrong. It's your choice. You're the one who has the zechus, and since he showed there was a rational reason that he felt as a leader that it should continue this way, he was given that he was granted that request. But it's not a matter of an argument. It's a matter of him being the one with the zechus and thinking it through and deciding about his own. His whole mission that he felt personally he would rather keep that than start over, that was granted him. Similar to, like he says, many times Moshe says, two times I think, right? He says, if you do this, in this week's parsha, then kill me, take me out of your sefer, I don't want to be part of this. You know what I mean? He had a right to decide certain things about his own leadership, about his whole role. And he says, I don't want it this way. I don't want this to be the story. So he had a certain right in that respect. Now, is it a better choice? It's hard to say. I mean, there is an argument. I think last time he had the argument, I mean, it would apply this time too, that we're two elements. One is that Chazal say he said the stool with one leg, the stool with three legs won't stand, and the stool with one leg won't stand. Right? But the only thing, I mean, it's an argument, and that would apply here too. And also the fact that what he had done shouldn't go to waste. But it's hard to say that you can say better if you don't really know what the other option would be. I mean. Hard to say that. I mean, did he know what HaKadosh Baruch Hu would do after this? I don't know. But it seems as the leader, he had that. He did feel what he had done shouldn't be. That was his choice. Do you want to scrap everything you did, or do you want to work with it? Maybe it'll be. limitation on it. I mean, we do say that. I don't know. It's hard to talk about that. It's hard to think to figure that out. I mean, what was motivating him? Was it like a was it a choice between good and between the? I don't know. Or was it like a personal thing? I don't know. Yeah. Just to clarify, in other words, in terms of din and rachamim, they didn't have these. They didn't have a merit anymore. He was the only one who continued to have the merit to exist as Klal Yisrael. Okay, and he was the leader. So unless if he could explain, if he could work out a plan or a reasoning why he as the leader would prefer to continue with this group of people, then that would be their only zchus that's left. But by rachamim and by din and rachamim, apparently they had no more right. So the only way that they could continue is if he, as the manhig, had a desire to extend to them an option, because he was the one who had he was the only one who had the zchus, and in that position he can decide. He had the right to decide. I would prefer to continue with this group as their leader, and although it would be difficult, I feel I could salvage the situation. I want to salvage the limud of Yetzias Yisrael. It's not them anymore. They're just going to be the vehicle of continuing this whole process. Like we said last time, very similar. If Moshe made that choice, apparently we wouldn't celebrate Yetzias Yisrael. That would not be part of our history. That would not be part of our history, because that would not be the birth of the nation. We celebrate Yetzias Yisrael as the forerunner to Har Sinai. I don't even know what happened to Har Sinai. It would be very strange.
Yeah.
It would be a very strange system.